Welcome to episode 10 of What's This Podcast. We made it to episode 10. Yay!
Yay!
Hooray for us. My name is Jillian, and this here is...
Matt.
Yep. Matt.
Yep, that's me.
Today, we're gonna go to Adventureland.
Not just Adventureland, though.
Yep, just Adventureland. We're just gonna walk around.
My least favorite
attraction.
Listen
to the ambience. What, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Well, I figured since spring is sprung, we would go to the tiki room and have a little tiki Polynesian luau. I don't know.
Fun.
It's not really a luau.
Excursion.
Excursion. Who's a what's it?
Who's a what's it?
Yes. Who's a what's it?
I don't know why that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. That's why I said it. So I didn't prepare anything for... I looked at today's What's This Disney History type thing, and nothing really happened on April 17th.
Not much. You'd think something would happen every day when it comes to Disney history.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, they wrote stuff down. It's just not anything of interest, really. The only thing is, like, May 17th. Yeah, let's just skip to May.
Skip ahead one month.
Let's go 1 month. April 17th, 1924, MGM was created. Metro Pictures, Goldwyn Pictures, and the Louis B. Mayer Company merged to make MGM, which was Disney World's third theme park.
I thought you meant MGM Park was created, and
I didn't understand
what you were talking about when you said it.
The company.
But yeah, that makes more sense
now. So it's like super old. It's almost like 100.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's like a long time. Holy shit. That's so weird. 1924? That's crazy.
I don't even know. Like, what are some good MGM movies?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't know specifically what... I mean, isn't that The Lion in the beginning? MGM? That's been in like a shit ton of movies.
I think so, but you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah. I am asking the wrong guy. Yeah, I feel like there's a shit ton of MGM movies. Like, I wouldn't even be able to name any of them, I guess.
Like the MGM Grand.
Yeah, the MGM Grand's really nice. We stayed at the Signature Suites in Las Vegas. That was very good.
Yeah. I liked it there. Love Las Vegas.
And MGM Grand has the Haagen-Dazs Sunday place that we went to every day.
Like MGM must have the lions because it has the lion statues.
No, I know it is the lion. I just don't know what movies it is.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Because they go in the beginning.
Yes, they do. But they do that at the beginning of the Looney Tunes cartoons too, don't they?
No.
Making fun of it? I think they do it making fun of it.
Yeah, I think I don't know what you're talking about, but I feel like I've seen that before. And the only other thing I could find was what was the other thing I was even gonna say? Well, it's Jennifer Garner's birthday, if anyone gives a shit about that.
Who gives a shit?
She is affiliated with Disney because she is Cindy Green in The Odd Life of Timothy Green. I never saw that.
She also played Elektra.
Yes.
Did she?
No, not Elektra. She was in, she didn't play Elektra, but she was the love interest in Daredevil, right? But she wasn't Elektra, or she was Elektra, but she wasn't Elektra yet.
Well, she was in the Elektra movie.
Oh, was she? For some reason, I thought that was that Kate woman. Oh, no, she's the other dark woman. We have no idea what we're talking about.
Not a clue.
Nope. And everyone's going to be like, no, that is Elektra. Yeah.
No, it is. It definitely is.
Did that movie do worse than Daredevil?
That movie did not do well.
But did it do
Got
worse?
Got a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that worse than Daredevil?
Well, now I have to look it up.
Because Daredevil was pretty crappy for its time. Because what was that, when Spider-Man came out too?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
It was like around the same time. It was like 2003, maybe?
It was exactly 2003. That's a good call.
No,
that got a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, I got to watch Elektra then if it's that bad. Maybe it's so bad it's good.
Roger Ebert gave it 3 out of 4 stars. Does he do stars?
He's such a slut. Thumbs up.
Maybe he gave it 3/4 of a thumbs up.
He has 3 thumbs up. How many hands does he have?
I don't know.
Maybe he uses toes.
He's got butt hands.
I wonder what he looks like now. Is he dead? I know the other one's dead.
No, just the other one's dead.
Roger. The other Roger.
Was it Roger and
it
Roger?
It was Siskel and Ebert. They're both Rogers.
Oh, I didn't
Siskel
know
and Ebert. Now it's like some other guy in Ebert, right?
Yeah. No, now it's Ebert and something.
Oh, he gets the name first now? Yes,
because he's got seniority.
He outlives Siskel.
Yeah.
What a dick. He's fat, right?
I don't know.
I remember him being a little pudgy guy.
I don't know anything about
the man. I could be completely
wrong,
though. 1980, The Watcher in the Woods was premiered. It's a horror film distributed by Walt Disney Pictures.
What?
The film is about a teenage girl and her little sister who become encompassed in a supernatural mystery regarding a missing girl in the woods surrounding their new home. Stars Bette Davis, Carol Baker, David McCallum, Lynn Holly Johnson, and Kyle Richards.
Doesn't sound like a film I'd want to see.
Is Kyle Richards the guy from Sex and the City? You probably don't know that either.
I don't.
Oh, no, it's Kyle MacLachlan, I think. So that's wrong. Full of wrong information here.
That's generally what we give out on this podcast is wrong information.
And, oh, the last thing was in 2012, The Orange Bird came back to Sunshine Tree Terrace and Magic Kingdom, which alludes to Adventureland.
Adventureland.
Because there it is. Have you ever had the citrus squirrel?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, made of squirrel.
Squirrel. I love squirrel.
Squirrel. Deep fried squirrel.
Backwoods, Alabama, where we only eat squirrel.
I wasn't a fan of the citrus squirrel because I wanted the orange to be like creamy and it was just like orange juice.
You had it twice though. You had
it
once
so
and
sour.
It wasn't good. And the second time it was better.
It was better the second time.
So I think you just got a bad batch the first time.
Because sometimes that happens with Dole Whips too. You get like that popsicle-y kind. And
but
it's like, the shit is this?
I hate the Dole Whip.
I love the Dole Whip.
I'm not a fan of pineapple though.
Oh, well then you'd pretty much hate it. Then that's pretty much 90% of the ingredients.
That's perfect because I do hate it.
Do you like strawberry soup?
I don't think I tried it.
Do you like strawberries?
I don't know yet.
You should try the strawberry soup when we go next time. That's probably the best thing for breakfast.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the chocolate croissant.
Yeah, but they don't usually have those at the buffets.
I like just getting dry cereal at the buffets.
No, you don't. No one does. No one ever gets... If you get cereal at the buffet, you're doing it wrong.
Doing it wrong.
I always take a banana and an apple to leave, though.
And you never eat them.
No, but at least I took them.
Just take them.
No, sometimes I eat the banana. Bananas are good for you.
Yeah, lots of potassium.
I like the tater tots at buffets. They're so good. They're always crispy.
Unless you get the end of the batch.
They're not crispy?
No, they're just sitting there.
I've always
had
crispy ones.
They're sitting in that hot pan.
They're still crispy.
Nah, they're mushy.
Well,
and
you got the wrong mashed potatoes.
Than mushy
tater tots.
So,
that's it.
Shit happened.
Yep.
Not good shit, not bad shit, just shit.
The Star Wars Half Marathon is happening this weekend, upcoming.
Anyone
excited? You gonna watch?
Am I excited? Am I gonna watch?
Yeah, you're gonna watch the runners run.
Can I do that?
No, I don't
think
then
why'd you ask me?
I don't know. If you found a way, you had some
someone
inside
could be live
scoop.
Streaming.
Yeah, if you went like got someone to Periscope for you
on the Facebook.
Periscope. It's like your parasailing.
Does anyone use Periscope anymore?
Yeah, I always get alerts from like some idiot news guy from Disney does it a lot, and Paige from WWE. That's pretty much all I get.
It's all about the Facebook Live now.
Yeah, Facebook Live also sucks. It like always loses connection.
It's because a lot of people are using it.
Yeah.
If you're using it in Disney World, then you're definitely gonna.
I like giving people the angry faces on Facebook Live, like our friend RJ was doing it the other day when I was watching Illuminations, and I just kept doing all the emotions.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Oh.
I think it's funny. No one else probably does, but
everyone else probably thinks
I like having a good time,
being mean,
yeah,
and aggressive for no reason.
But then I cry, and then I owe face, and then I cry again, and it's a whole bunch of emotions.
It's a lot to experience during
laugh.
Illuminations.
Yeah, it's just all the emotions.
I agree, though.
Yeah, you just gotta go for it. Alrighty.
Always going for it on this podcast.
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know what the fuck that means. All right, so we have three videos today, right? Three or four. 3 to 4 to 5.
Well, one of them is one video split into two.
Mm. So what we did was we looked up Tiki Room. Oh, boy, I got to fucking open this thing.
That's not what I did. What I did was I went to the Wikipedia. I looked up Enchanted Tiki Room.
Yes.
And then I got the one with under new management. That's the name of the one in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one in...
It was.
Japan. Sure, it was. It still isn't, but it was.
Right.
The one in Japan. What's the name of that one? The old one?
I'm going to look them up right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So the Enchanted Tiki Room under new management was open 1998 to 2011. Now it's back to the way it was originally when it was opened from 71 to 97, I believe.
That's too bad because I feel like you talked up the Enchanted Tiki Room for me the first time I went. And there was no...
that's the whole point. You tell people it's the greatest ride of all time.
No, that's not the whole point. There was no Iago. You told me there was going to be...
Oh, yeah. Because when I went in 2008, it was there. And then I had no idea that he burned to a crisp and was removed.
Yeah. So that sucked.
Yeah. Well, it didn't suck because it's better than the under new management anyways. I think.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You haven't seen it. Then I have Tokyo Disneyland. The Enchanted Tiki Room... And then it has the colon, and it says, now playing Get the Fever, in quotation marks, Get the Fever.
It's based off of Vegas, isn't it?
It said that. Yeah, it was like a nightclub-type show. Opened April 15th, 1983, and closed in 1999. And then we have the current Tiki Room in Tokyo. It's with Stitch.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was
Hawaiian,
called.
Right?
Let me see. Yeah, now it's called The Enchanted Tiki Room, Stitch Presents Aloha I Komo Mai, featuring Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Is that Japanese or is it Hawaiian?
It looks like it's Japanese. Komo Mai, like Mai Tai. Is Mai Tai Japanese?
I think it's...
Chinese?
Indian. No, oh, not boy. Like Indian, but like...
Native American?
Islander.
Polynesian?
Polynesia.
Well, this could be Polynesian then, because, I mean, Aloha... But I Komo Mai, I don't know about that. I suppose it's Polynesian. It's close enough. So we're going to watch all three of those.
You can't
excited?
Wait.
Excited?
I am a little excited.
I've seen an Under New Management once when I was there.
And I've never seen it.
And I get very annoyed when it comes on like Sorcerer Radio and stuff because I'm like, oh, Tiki Room's on. And then it's like, wah, 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 and then a stupid Iago comes on. I'm like, oh, God, kill me. And then they play the whole fucking thing.
So you don't like Iago? He ruins it?
Yeah, he basically interrupts the good Tiki Room, and he's like, oh, let me just take over. I'm a fat bird.
Did he replace one of the birds?
No, I think they're all there, and then they just kind of fall to the wayside when two of them come out. But we'll find out right now, right?
Let's
Is that one
out.
We're watching
Well, we
first?
Have to watch the beginning too, right?
Yeah, we're going to watch the pre-show first. So we're starting a little into this video at 109. Here we go. Just because the guy walked through the queue. Those voices sound familiar.
I know that voice.
Yeah.
Do they have the same voice?
No. Morris and William. Can you turn it up a little bit? I can't really hear them. He's shaking. Oh, is that Phil Hartman?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Big Bird. Oh, I miss Phil Hartman so much. Ooh, money.
Who's the other one?
I don't know. Why can't I think of it?
I don't think I'd ever guess his name, but I can picture his face.
Aw, that was a short pre-show. I thought it would have been longer. The guy didn't even drum or anything. I love that the, like, fire's out there. I love, like, just sitting there watching it. Oh. Oh. They're looking for their clients.
You hockey puck.
Do too. Oh, they're agents. They're travel agents like me.
Just like you, except they got the Mighty Ducks.
They have the Mighty Ducks? Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Donald Duck. And.
Oh. Oh, I wish that would come back on. Not come back forever. I don't even know if I've watched the pre-show in a while. I don't remember it. I think it was just the guy.
We always skip it.
I don't mean to. It's just not happening because it just we walk right on. I love when the Tiki Room was opened at the Halloween party and they were all just going crazy. That was so cool.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Thank you. They should allow the Dole Whips in there. They do that in Disneyland now. You can take a Dole Whip in and eat it.
I'm sure they do.
No. She just said no food or drink.
This is a while ago.
They don't. I'm telling you.
Okay.
They had just started doing it in Disneyland, so they should do it. I don't think they do it in Disney World yet. I mean, is anyone going to tell me to leave if I have my Dole Whip in there?
No.
Damn straight.
No one ever tells anyone to do anything.
What's she saying?
Pierre's late.
Oh, yeah. She has to tap him. Wake the fuck up.
Do you think she really has to tap him?
You know Pierre is the Lumiere's voice?
I did not know that. That's an
Jerry
interesting
Orbach.
Tidbit. Oh, Jose.
Jose! Shorter and shorter. I think their colors are based on their nationalities flag. So Germany and Ireland and France and Mexico. Fritz. Staring at us.
Wait a second. Does the French flag?
It's red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Yes. Olé, olé.
Oh, this is so...
What? I love this.
Annoying.
I love this red.
Attraction.
Yeah. See, he interrupts. Rude.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't like this.
Yep. He just stops the entire song. That's amazing.
He's fucking ginormous compared to the other birds.
Yeah.
Oh, Azazu.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. I don't like this.
Fly to the movies. Oh no! Oh, thunders.
So they changed this because it was on fire? Something happened with the fire?
Yeah. They changed it back. Ugh.
I'm sure someone set
it
on fire on purpose.
I hope so. Look how bad he looks. He's all, like, ratty.
He looks terrible.
I know.
That doesn't look like
Iago
at all.
Yeah, it doesn't look like him. He has a fucking megaphone. What an ignorant asshole. Tiki birds.
Why don't you write your own melodies?
Get a life. Doodaloom, doodaloom. Doodaloom, doodaloom. Like, who wanted Gilbert Gottfried to sing again?
No one. No one has ever wanted that,
no
ever.
No one. Ugh, so bad. It's not great to have a friend like you. You can't even sing.
I imagine it's only worse being there.
Like, way to ruin friend like me. Boo.
Does he disappear at all?
Yeah, I think he actually sets on fire at the end of this. Like, not on purpose, but on purpose. Oh, he's upset the tiki gods now.
Good. Fucking
turned
set this
the
thing
lights
on fire.
I cannot hear Zazu. Hot, hot, hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. The plant's on fire.
It's a volcano, right?
The middle?
Yeah.
No. Oh, shit. What's coming out? That doesn't come out of there, does it? Aoa!
Oh, shit.
She's in Trader Sam's. Do you think that's the same figure?
No, this one moves much more.
That one doesn't come out during the Tiki Room now, right?
Yeah, but it's moving.
Aoa, 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 aoa. If anyone wants a good drink, go to Trader Sam's and get that damn aoa. So fucking good. Oh, she's singing. Holy shit, she's so creepy.
She's awesome.
That's a good animatronic. Why isn't that in here?
That should still be there.
I like all the black light on her. I wonder who's singing. I wonder whose voice that is. I'll have to look that up after. Sounds familiar. That's a really good animatronic. She's moving a shit ton. Oh, he's on fire.
That's the end of him, right?
Yeah. Well, I think he comes out burnt.
Why would Zazu like Iago?
Yeah, he's like, Iago, I miss you.
That fucking thing was cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You didn't remember that?
No. I've only been to this once. Oh my god. It's a disco ball. This is silly. Shoo-wop. Shoo-wop. Do-do-do-do.
They don't do this song anymore, right?
No.
That's too bad. I like this.
Armelia McQueen was Aoa. I wonder who that is.
Yeah, find out what else
she's
been.
Oh, Don Rickles was William in the beginning. He just recently died.
He did just recently die.
This is a weird song to put in the Tiki Room.
You know.
I'm glad it ended. Oh. Oh my god, this is so weird.
I like this one. If they just didn't have Iago.
Armelia McQueen. Oh, she was in Adventures in Wonderland.
Was she the queen?
Her info literally says the Red Queen in Adventures in Wonderland and the Tiki Goddess Aoa in the Enchanted Tiki Room under new management. That's so funny.
But that's because it was such a cool animatronic.
I didn't know that's where it came from. Aoa. Oh, he's on fire. He's burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
Hunky tuna postada.
Get back to the singing.
None of the birds got to sing. This is the only bird song? Sounds like this is the finale. Why isn't he dead?
He can deal with a lot of shit.
He's just burnt. He's just fried. Get funky.
Zazzy.
Oh, God. Don't let him sing.
Ugh. That's not singing. That's talking.
He's just fucking, like, talking really fast. La Fiesta. Yeah, we get it. You're Mexican. Where's Aoa? Bring her back out. She was so fucking cool.
Yeah, set that shit on fire again.
Yeah, burn that bird to a fucking crisp. No one's getting up. I think that...
Good.
Get on your feet. No one... There's like two people in this theater in the first place. Oh, everyone's getting up now. Oh my god, it's so empty.
Everyone's like, oh, we're supposed to stand up.
The show's usually full when we're there. No matter, like, how easy it is to walk on, you're, you know, it's not empty.
It's like...
Except for, like, the Halloween party, which is just open.
It always fills up. The Halloween party's not open at all.
It was open. Like, remember we went... Never mind. You don't remember it, but
I thought
we
it was a trick-or-treat spot.
Yeah, and we went through the tiki room, and all the birds were moving and shit, and I took a picture in there because it was haunted. That was it?
That was it.
I'm pretty sure the show now is longer. Oh, God. This get on your feet.
The show now feels like it never ends.
Oh, all the fuck... Oh, my God. This is horrible. That's the only bird song, and they didn't even sing. Please, like, get me the fuck out of here.
The disappointment on everyone's face.
Yeah, they're
is
like, was that
fantastic.
It? Is that it? Migraine. Ugh, he looks like shit. I wonder what happened to that animatronic besides the burnt one. I wonder if they still have it. Oh, God, his eyes are all rolly and shit. Ugh, it's so creepy.
I hope they threw it away.
Stop filming it.
That's a real idea. Walking directly under a bird.
It's off to work we go. Why are they doing hi ho?
They got nothing else to do.
Yeah, I've definitely had enough enchantment for one day. Is this guy gonna wait till this bird goes away? What if he gets stuck in there again? He's gonna watch the show again?
He wants to see if there's any extra stuff.
When's he gonna leave? Oh my God, I'd be so worried that the doors would close and I wouldn't be able to leave.
Hey lady, it wouldn't hurt you to walk a little faster.
What a dick.
He's just screaming.
It's the same way I am, like, in the Haunted Mansion. I want to stay in the stretching room a little longer because of the whispers and stuff, but I'm always afraid that it's going to get stuck.
But it's literally just go. They go, move.
Get out.
Go. You can almost barely hear them.
I'm tired. I think I'll head over to the Hall of Presidents and take a nap.
Asshole. All right, I guess that's the last thing that he said.
Waited all that time for that.
Yeah, great. I bet no one ever hears that part either. They literally left it for dead last. Oh, the door's still open. Caution, automatic doors. Automagic doors. Oh, that was something. I like a oa.
Wow, that
sucked. A oa. I'm going to get an oa next time.
She was amazing. That thing was amazing.
Yeah. We should, like, hit up Trader Sam's, like, because we're staying there. Just go, like, really late at night.
We're going to go, like, every night.
Yeah. Get a-oa.
I like the a-oa drink because of all the fun and festivities.
Yeah, the cinnamon you throw in and set it on fire.
Are we gonna be inside? Because it's a whole different experience if you're outside.
Yeah, we got to do inside at least one night. But I know we're going to try and get outside with the other group.
Definitely. Got to get the... You can hear the fireworks? Do they pump the fireworks?
Outside, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. All right, so we're moving on to Tokyo Disneyland, the Enchanted Tiki Room, Get the Fever.
In English.
Yeah, I think it was like dubbed
so
or something.
I guess, yeah, Disney put out a dubbed, and this guy just put it over it.
Oh, that's cool. Because for the listener, it probably wouldn't be very enjoyable to hear Japanese.
No.
Hippest.
Fresh from touring New York, Las Vegas, and Shinjuku Station, here's the free and easy
Oh, boy.
That's nice.
Oh, hey, yay. Oh, she has like a boa. How cute.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, rock it.
Scats. Buddy? Is he supposed to be Buddy Holly?
I like these birds better.
Yeah. Tiki, tiki, tiki room. Sleep? Sleepy room?
Yeah.
Why?
I agree. It is a sleepy room.
Oh, that's not nice. It's not a sleepy room.
I go to sleep there.
Hey. Makes me want
to
dance.
Sleepy room.
Ha! Okay, you don't have to say applause. Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Are you ready to shake this shack?
I'm always ready.
Hell yeah.
All right then. Let's hit it.
Yeah, join with us. Hey, that's the spirit.
Hell yeah.
Start swaying back and forth.
Oh yeah. Well, this is a sexual tiki room.
Oh yeah.
It's getting sexy in
you
here.
You get pregnant
with the Vegas
in this one.
Oh yeah, the tiki room. Oh yeah. What song is this that they're making fun of?
I don't know.
I know it. I can't think of it though.
The Hokey Pokey?
Touch the sky. No, now I can't think of it because you said Hokey Pokey.
That's what it is.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Your mind. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. It doesn't matter.
Say, lava.
Lava.
Don't you know some chicks that can help us bar our team?
Chicks.
Hang on to your feathers, boys.
Hell
have
yeah.
I got a gaggle of girls for you.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. What's this, Whitney? Olé. Oh, shit. The water in the... Oh, shit. There's a big fountain in the middle.
It's on fire. It's like a volcano.
Oh, my God. It's going up so high, it's going to touch the light. Oh! I'm scared. It's going to touch it. It's going to touch it. It's going to touch it. Oh, my God. It's barely... Oh, my God. So it's going lower.
It's coming down.
It's going lower as they go lower.
In the summertime.
Oh, in the summertime when the weather is fine.
That's
the
one.
You can tread up and... We're past that.
Well, it was on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like this one. This is so fun. Ooh, the lighting in there
this
is really
very
cool.
Very up tempo. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Do, 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 do. Can't stop dancing. Boom, 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 boom. There's so much lighting in this one. It's way better than ours. It's going crazy.
You lovely birdies may want to get out of here before my friends lose control.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn. Oh, stop hitting on the birds. Oh, the fountain's going up again.
Birds are so horny.
Are any of you interested? No. Nobody wants to bang you, guy.
No, no, no.
Yeah, it was your cologne. Oh, someone's snoring. It's a sleepy room. Ooga booga. Oh, we gotta watch.
That's the end of the first half.
I don't know why that was a. Yeah, why can't they just put that in one?
Maybe they.
It was
had a
like
bad
four
camera.
Minutes. Well, may we go on to part two? Part do, do, do.
Oh. That was really bad Ooga timing because you're like excited and then all of a sudden it's
I know,
done.
And then they're like, oh. It's no use. We gotta go warm, warm, warm. Game over. It is
time to blow this coop. Oh no.
Hold it, boys. Blow it.
We just need to get a little bolder. Let lava show you how to make a
damn. Wow. Didn't she already have a song? Oh baby. Oh baby.
The sexual and tension.
That's it, everyone. You're cooking now.
Oh yeah. What's she gonna do?
She's gonna sing, I bet.
Oh, she is not very good looking.
You
She's
know
like
I just,
bald.
I just realized this isn't what it sounds like.
You give me fever. Why?
Because it's Japanese people singing.
Oh, I know.
Which would be funny, I think.
Well, it's probably not Japanese people singing. It doesn't have to be.
Take it, tiki's.
Take it.
This one didn't have flowers.
I don't see tiki's. Aww. Ooh, the lighting is so cool.
It's so much bigger than the other tiki room.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, so weird. Oh, yeah. Fibba. Oh, the tiki that, guys are singing that.
Tiki is scary looking.
His eyes are cockeyed. He looks retarded. Oh my God, his eyes are so off. I want to put that as my like profile pictures.
That's the funniest thing ever.
You said that like Mandy Moore in Scrubs. That's so funny.
No, I didn't.
I just don't gotta laugh about it.
You just can't hear me laughing.
Now the drumming guys, I love them.
They're like
Ooga
alligators.
Chaka, Ooga chaka. Ooh, it's getting daunting.
Volcano's gonna blow.
Oh, shit.
It's a metaphor for ejaculation.
Oh, here it goes. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, it's going crazy. It's dancing. Oh, it's going so high. Oh, and it just came.
Boom.
Just completed. Oh, there it goes. Oh, shot it slowed right out there.
Just a wave of pleasure.
It's not over yet.
You're right, it's not.
We got 2 minutes. Cool it, everyone. Cool it. Don't ruffle your feathers. Keep it cool. Calm Keep your shit. Cool. Way to go, friends. Nice job coming. Just thundered
their approval. Good thing it is that what that was?
Yeah, sure they did. Oh, you folks were great. It's so sexy. Thanks to you, the tiki room will be swinging from here on out.
Uh-oh,
yeah,
swingers.
Big baby. What a wake-up call. Oh, yeah. I don't know about you, buddy, but I'd say we should celebrate by singing a song. Oh, yeah? What song? I hear you, Dano. Bring it on home. I think you already did that. It's Jungle Book.
Yeah.
It's a weird song to pick. I don't understand that. They did all these like cabaret songs and then Booby Doo. What? That doesn't make any sense.
It's because it's like a scat song.
We're gonna be like you. Yeah, but he couldn't find any other scat songs. There's like a bunch of New Orleans songs he could have done.
They went with recognizable songs. That's why.
I mean, like, Elvis Presley was big in Vegas. You couldn't pick one Vegas song.
That they should have done.
Oh, thank you. But now the time has come to Splitsville, buddy. Splitsville. Not us, our friends in the audience. Folks, we're really glad you came to help us shake this shack. And we hope to see you again. Shake that shack. Hooray!
Oh, that was the best one. Fly,
I like that a lot. That was so fun. I wanted to dance the whole time. I did dance the whole time. I was going do.
That one
didn't have the song though.
Was really it at the very end. It did. That one was really enjoyable.
Yes, it was. I agree. I don't know how it sounded in Japanese, but I assume that it sounded as good, I hope. So now we're going to do the Enchanted Tiki Room Stitch Presents Aloha Ikomo Mai, but it's going to be in Japanese, right?
Japanese. We'll see how far we can get through it.
Oh, we're going to watch the entire thing. I'm just not going to understand a damn word of it.
Let's just hope it's not a shitty video.
Well... Okay, so. Aloha! The birds of paradise, yay!
Birds of paradise are not from Hawaii.
Aloha, aloha, yay! Aloha, aloha, yay! Oh, they're all Polynesian names. Aloha, aloha, yay! Welcome to the Enchanted Tiki Room. It has subtitles, so that's helpful.
Yeah,
if we have to know anything.
That is very helpful.
This is just the roller coaster song from Lilo and Stitch. I like this. I love when they play this at the Polynesian. It's so, like, I love the background of it, like the...
I can't wait to just
love
be
it.
Chill at yeah. the Polynesia.
Roller coaster ride. I hope everyone loves my singing. I know I came to this podcast just to sing. Oh,
oh no,
turn off the lights.
Someone
What's happening?
The lights.
Oh, no. Where's the switch? Oh, shit, something's written on the windows.
I bet it was Stitch.
Stitch wrote shit. Aloha ikomo mai. What does that mean? Come with me? Sounds like it, right?
I'm not Polynesian. I don't know.
Oh, hello and come with. Oh, the puppy. The big puppy. If we make him angry, it's all over.
They're treating him like Godzilla.
Hello, welcome. Yeah, I was right. Kind of. Oh, I like this one. How do you know what the next song was? He's not the tiki god.
They think he is.
Oh no, he's like C-3PO of the tiki room.
Oh, he's cocked.
Oh, I know
too.
This song. Well, I don't know this part. We don't get a girl host. All these ones do.
The hosts suck in America.
Yeah. No, I like Pierre. No, I like them. I like them all, actually.
The other Japanese one had the best ones.
Well, yeah. But we don't know what they actually sounded like. Oh, shit. That was loud. Oh, the middle looks so cool. Although I don't know if the fountain's there anymore. It's not going to ejaculate or anything.
This isn't as sexy as the other one.
Yay! What a good song. The tiki gods are a little too excited. Oh boy. They're going to blow their load again. They're singing out of tune. Don't say anything to anger the big kahuna. Don't sweat it, Manu. Manu, Manu.
Kahuna.
Kahuna Matata. Kahuna Matata. Come on, ladies. That was clear
English.
Why was
that in English?
Checka, 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 checka. I hate the flowers that sing. They're so creepy. Look like they're going to eat you.
They look like the ones from Alice in Wonderland.
No, they don't. They look way scarier. Oh. What the fuck? Why is there... Was it a goose?
Stitch.
Oh, it was? Oh, he has a horn?
It was his arm.
But he, like, honked a horn.
He did.
Someone ruined our song. The big kahuna is angry. Yes. Where's Stitch? Come on, man. Hey. Stop this lousy performance. The big kahuna is not so tough. Oh. Now it's a foghorn.
Shit is about to go down.
I was so surprised I almost laid an egg. See what happens when you make Big Kahuna angry? Do something about it. Okay. Let's sing with the cute birds I met in Waikiki.
Why are birds all about getting with other birds?
Yeah, the cute birds. Ooh. I don't know this song. Why do they have ears? Oh, they have Stitch ears. Oh my god, that's so cute.
They gotta please the tiki god.
That's so cute. One of those blue things on your heads. What are you talking about? This blue creature put the ears on us. Oh my god, they have little Stitch ears. That's so cute. You're lucky it was only the blue ears. What the fuck was that mean? Your whole body could have been turned completely blue.
What?
Oh, shit, they turned blue. Oh, no. Nope, they can't sing anymore. They turned blue. They're leaving. We're not coming back until the blue thing disappears. Do something, Manu. I wish to leave Waikiki. But I
wish
need to
leave
know
for Waikiki.
Who's interrupting us. It's Stitchy. Something's coming out. Oh, boy. I am not messing with you. Oh, looks like they angered the big kahuna.
This is legit.
Stitch, 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 Stitch. Where are you? Oh, my God. He has a Hawaiian shirt on and a ukulele. Why does he sound so scary? sounds deep.
He's fucking ginormous.
He just keeps saying one word. Tiki-doo. Tiki-tiki-doo. I am the big kahuna. Aww. Wrong. It's Stitch. He looks way better than the Stitch we have.
And Stitch's Great Escape.
Stitch wants to be in the show. You should have told us. There's a baby crying. What if we let you be in our show? You'll stop interrupting us. Stitch is in the show. He'll be a good boy. Can Stitch be in the show? Sure. Okay, Tiki Ben Ben. Yeah, jam it, Stitch. Oh, he's so cute.
He's so big.
Yeah, he's huge for Stitch.
He's a good animatronic.
Too. He has like a little mohawk. Did he have that in the movie?
I don't know. It might just be a Hawaiian thing.
Yeah. Hello. Stitch together with everyone happy. Oh, Stitch, we're really happy to sing with you. Everyone, my ohana. Oh, ohana means family. Do you want to what? We all want you to be in our ohana. But only if you're a good boy. Stitch happy. Tiki tiki dee. No, this is just gibberish.
Yeah, he shouldn't talk, right?
He talks.
Not this proficiently.
Not in Japanese, probably. Oh, I like this one. They should bring a... Well, no. I don't want to lose our tiki room, but...
I do.
Aloha, ikomo mai. Ohana! They should do this show in the Polynesian.
Bye, Stitch.
That's what they should do. They should put Stitch in the middle of the Polynesian. I was yelling over the video. I see that now. Oh, I really like that one. Okay, which one did you like the best?
The Las Vegas one.
Yes. I think I did too, but...
The conclusion I came to...
I really like the Stitch
animation. Is that the current one is of the four?
Mm-hmm.
The least...
Entertaining.
I get that it's the original.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with them changing it if it's for way better purposes, because you can technically go to Disneyland and go to the original.
I mean, it had...
Same way you can go to Snow White and Mr. Toad and...
Once upon a time, it had that fucking tiki thing. That big... Yeah.
I know, I like the I think they could add that in.
It doesn't have anything anymore.
Yeah. I don't know.
Stitch was cool.
Yeah, you can't add Stitch again because we already have Stitch.
Well, we don't anymore.
Second tiki room.
They don't have Stitch anymore.
Although, they could change. You know what? They could do three different shows. There's plenty of room for those animatronics. They could just put them away.
That's true. Would they have separate times, or would they just be random? Which one you got?
Like, it would be awesome if it was just random. Then more people would just go in it, or like have them on a set so that 1, 2, 3. And if you know, well, I guess if people stay in there, that's not a good thing,
right?
I don't know. But I think you could change it up every other, maybe.
You could do
then
like...
people could stay in there longer.
How many shows do you think they do an hour? Like three?
No, the show's only like 10 minutes, I think, right?
Yeah, but then there's like set up in between.
Yeah, about 15 minutes total.
So
with the pre-show.
2 to 3 shows an hour.
Yeah.
So just have 1 hour be one show and then...
You definitely get more asses in the seats if you add a little bit extra to it.
Add that fucking... Tiki God again.
Even if you did like seasons of stuff, you know, like you did seasons of Vegas, seasons of like a luau.
Add that water shit.
I know that water was awesome, but I also like a Oa better.
Yeah, Oa was sick. Yeah. Of all the things in
that
all
was a
of,
really
she
good
was
animatronic. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Stitch was cool too. Stitch takes second place.
She's good in Trader Sam's, but she doesn't move, I don't think. She might move like her eyes, but
no,
she
just
has like a
it's
flit,
just a statue
like a light.
That lights up.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, I think you guys should all watch those videos because they were really entertaining.
Definitely watch along. Those ones are real good.
My least favorite was the stupid, under new management. That sucked. Except Phil Hartman, I miss him.
Yeah, but that's also the one with Oa.
Lionel Hutz. Oh, yeah, that's true. I always think of The Simpsons when I hear his voice.
If you take
I'm
out
Troy McClure,
Gilbert Godfrey, and Zazu, it's a good show.
They were the worst part, and they shouldn't sing.
Agreed.
They shouldn't be in it, actually. It doesn't make any sense for them to be in it. Stitch makes sense because he's Polynesian. But like, it came from two different parts of the friggin' world. Like, what the fuck, Africa and fucking...
The Japanese got their cheeky ones down. They know what they're doing.
At least the Stitch one's still open, so like, whenever you go to Tokyo, you can go on the Stitch one right now. You know?
Definitely do that one. It looked like it wasn't like a whole room. It looked like it wasn't round all the way around.
It was huge. It looked like it was like the Polynesian kind of, like...
Yeah, but I'm saying it was like it seemed like more of a stage than it was.
Yeah, it didn't look like it didn't look very crowded either. Like, it didn't look squished in. I feel like squished in when I go to the Tiki Room at Disney World.
Yeah. Like a sardine in a can.
Yeah. Anyways.
So they need to... We're in agreement. They need to improve.
They don't need to.
Disney
I
World.
Go to it anyways.
They need to improve the Disney World.
A lot of people don't go to it for that reason, though. That's just... I don't know. They find it boring, I guess. I love it.
I can see how they find it boring.
I think kids like it. I don't think they mind it. They just sit there.
They might get scared, though. It is a little frightening.
Yeah, I guess. It's not as frightening as Dinosaur.
That's true. It's not as frightening as Dinosaur used to be.
Dinosaur's a little scary still. You can't see shit when you're in there.
Which makes it worse. If you could see shit, it would probably be scarier.
No, because in Space Mountain, you feel like you're going faster because you can't see what's coming.
Yeah, in Space Mountain, it works, but you miss out on dinosaurs because you can't see them.
The most scary at night is Everest. Everest at night is like a totally different experience. Like, half of it
isn't... It's 1,000 times better.
It isn't lit up. Like, half... Like, most of it actually is not lit up.
Going backwards at night feels so much different.
It was such G-force. I couldn't feel... I couldn't see a fucking thing. I couldn't even see my hand in front of me. It was crazy. I'm definitely doing that again.
Hell yeah. That was fun.
I haven't done Kelly River Rapids at night yet, but I would like to. If it's not too cold out, I guess. Safari at night sucks. So stupid.
I just want to see the fake sunset.
Yeah, we can. I don't care, but it's stupid. Can't see any animals. Although I think they lit it up more. I saw a picture, and I think someone posted that the lions were actually lit up. Last time I was there, it was pitch black. You couldn't see anything.
But we'll aren't see. The animals more active at night?
Yeah, some of them. I don't think the giraffes are even out at night.
Giraffes I don't really care about because you can go to...
Yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
And just see them there.
Yeah, that's true. All right, that about does it for today.
Wraps it up.
Happy springtime weather that's going to go away tomorrow.
Yep.
Yep, that's sucks wonderful. Living, yeah. Stupid. Next week will be Epcot.
We didn't break the train?
No.
Damn it.
I mean, we went to Tokyo. Right. That was a new thing.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. So we have to fix something in Epcot. If anyone has any ideas, just send me a line.
Yeah. Tell them how they can contact us.
You can email me at jillian@aywvacations.com. You can go to whatsthispodcast.com for any free quotes. There's a quote form on there. Check out our shirts on there. We're going to post another one this week, I think, and hopefully do one like once a week, and the sale's coming up soon, so... Want to get a bunch of shirts up before then. Mouse Rants Meetup is September 29th, September 30th, and October 1st. If anybody's interested in meeting us for any of the events, just email me or email mouserants@gmail.com. It'll get you, our itinerary if you want to meet up for any of the events, and it'll be a good time. We're looking for more locals or anyone going down last minute. That'd be cool to meet up with everyone. So if you like our podcast or theirs, come hang out with us. It'll be a good time. We have lots of stuff planned.
It'll be a blast.
We're getting everything settled and ready to go. I'm ready to go. I booked our plane tickets. Everything is ready now.
You're all packed.
No, I'm not packed at all. I don't even have my suitcase. My sister borrowed it. So that's that.
All right.
Anything else you would like to plug? You want a phone number?
Sure. The phone number is 1-857-293-1442. You can call and leave a message. We'll play it on the air.
Leave us a review, too. I haven't checked if we got any new ones. Have we gotten any new ones?
I don't know. I don't check. I was going to say, leave us a review, a 5-star rating and a review.
Yeah. Maybe I'll check it right after this so that I can mention them next time.
Definitely.
I keep forgetting to check.
It's not easy to remember that kind of stuff.
No, it's kind of a pain in the ass because you have to like search in iTunes for yourself and then look at the reviews. Like, why don't they just make it easier to, I don't know.
It's a pain in the ass. And you're not
pain
even
in
getting
the ass and you got to do it anyway. So.
You're not even getting international. You're only getting.
God damn it.
America.
Well, I just like hearing from you guys. I love you so much.
You won't get that sentiment from me.
Oh, I like you. I like you guys. I like when you listen to us. Yay.
Yeah, yay.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay.
There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And we are no way affiliated with Dizflix, which is now underground and buried forever.
Yep.
Bye. Bye, Dizflix. You were great when you lasted that well, one day you did. Good job, everybody, idiots.
And by great, we mean
you suck.
Garbage.
You fucking assholes. Anyone willing to pay me $10 a month, though, I'll, you know.
We'll gladly take it.
Keep the show running, I guess. I don't know what else I would do.
We won't.
Send you a high five, wave, I don't know,
yeah.
Poke on Facebook.
We'll give you a salute.
Yeah, we'll salute you when you can't see us. General.
All right, we're just rambling on now.
All right. Have you met Ted? No. Bye.
Bye.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have something really big for you.
Yeah. The birds stand still and the tiki room flies away.
Mon ami, quit talking while I'm interrupting. Ladies and gentlemen, now we present direct from the islands a musical luau.
Hey, oh, I'm not a bit of a little 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 b